For the Knox Writer's House, this is Monica Berlin. I'm reading Another Late Summer, Early Quiet, Blue-Skied Morning, My Son. Another late summer, early quiet, blue-skied morning, my son, next to me where I'd fallen asleep watching news, says, the TV's on the wrong channel. Says, it's all weather. Not half awake, I ask, is New York still there? To hear him say, it keeps raining, but I think so. We stare at the screen, trying to figure out what we're looking at, what's left. Later, as the eastern seaboard waist-deep powers up generators, peels tape from windows, turns at last to look down at what's rising instead of up toward the sky, we cross twice the Mississippi, still swollen, though there's been no rain to speak of in months. On the bridge that carries us over that fierce old man, I'm thinking of the Hudson. How a month ago we leaned together in a small boat and he said, the water looks like it's made of paper. If only paper now, I think. Then remember all the falling sheets in that other September in that same New York, how it's one of the things we saw collectively. The blizzard of paper, its resilience and imprint. How is it that we can say drought and flood on the same day in this same country and mean both? Or that even now the river's so high and the ground's choking and on the coast nowhere for it to go. Practice all those words again and again and you'll continue to come up absent any worthwhile logic. He asks, is it like that book about the olden days, that flood? The book brought home from the school library, I misheard him call Noah's Ark until I looked, realized though the flood was biblical, it wasn't that story, but the epic waters of 27. And when he asks if it was fiction, I answer, no, baby, it's true. The flood was real. Was terrible, the story non-fiction like they all are. He stops, thinking it over, says there's always too much or not enough, and when I nod, he asks how come we don't all always drown all the time. I almost say we do. I almost say one way or another we just keep going under. Instead, I wonder how the world looks to him on any given day, different from the day before. The turbulent sense of scale, the always roiling perspective, the proportions unstable, the front porch steps leading to a lake where a house once stood, the highway's gaping fissures, the missing miles, those rivers made of paper, or a boy, his age, carrying a small white cat through streets now made of water, through streets now tributaries all their own.